99.7 now. Big Bay Mornings on your radio. Hold on. He's got his very own intro. I need a doctor bring me back to life. Our resident doctor, Dr. Bay, is in studio.
Hey.
We don't necessarily need Dr. Bay to bring us back to life. We just need him to make us look like we did 20 years ago.
Oh, glad to be here.
When I was in college. How are you, Dr. Bay?
I'm doing wonderfully, We we actually got maybe even champagne problems. Things are going so well. We actually don't have that many problems, but now we're like so busy in the office and everything.
Yeah.
Probably thanks to you fine folks here having me on the show.
Mostly me.
But, yeah, exactly right. But we're so busy, we're like looking for a nurse, and you would not believe how hard it is to find a nurse these days.
Really?
I mean, your boy Trump, he's got everybody employed, so it's kind of...
Oh, is that what it is? Everybody's employed?
Well, it's just hard to find really good nurse. Like, we thought we found one last week, and she started on Monday, and then she was late on Wednesday, and then she called in sick on Thursday. So
what
we let her
is
go.
That
oh,
about?
My goodness.
Yeah.
My wife just went through the same thing with a new hire at their place. Second day, late. Third day, didn't even show up.
Dang. Yeah, they say that's common in the Bay Area because there are so many jobs that people very easily are like, I'll just get another.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's that many available, though. I think a lot of the positions are filled. I think that, like, there's so many people are unemployed. I mean, there's so few people are unemployed. So many people are employed. And we're just having so much trouble because, like, Emily, our nurse right now, she's wonderful. She's been there for 5 years, but she's leaving in February. She's moving out of the state with her husband. And so we're just trying to find somebody now to work with her until February.
Now, do you need experience? Because I can come in and do it.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
He's dying to wear scrubs. He just wants to wear some scrubs every day.
I want to wear scrubs.
I'll just bring you scrubs, you just wear them. We'll just play doctor. But
Dr.
Bay. Who's playing nurse?
But I'm the nursey nurse.
Okay.
But I think it's a cool job. I mean, not just because, like, you get to work with me. I'm not like that egocentric. But I mean, we have our own operating room in the office, so the nurse like scrubs in with me and assists in surgery. I mean, I think it's a cool job. So it would be nice if you had like a year of experience in the operating room and things like that.
So are you openly taking applications and applicants for nursing positions?
We're trying so hard. You send people the link to, like, they have to take an online test, and as long as you pass, get a minimum score on the test.
Oh, I wonder how. We should just take the test just to see how we did.
We will send y'all a link.
Oh, my God, send us a link so we can do that.
That would be fun.
Well, tell us, do we just go to your website if we want to apply?
Well, you know what you can do? Just direct message us on Instagram, Real Dr. Bay, RealDrBae, and direct message us, and we'll send you the link to take the online test. And if you score above a certain minimum, then we'll get you a phone interview, and then if that goes well, we'll bring you in for an in-person interview, and there's, like, you interview, like, with five different people.
Look how differently. I remember, I shouldn't age myself like this, but you'll always keep me young and beautiful. But I remember the day sitting at a typewriter typing out a resume.
Right.
You had to go get the special resume paper with matching envelopes, mail it in, wait for a response. Now you say what? Just DM us.
Yeah.
And you want a job? DM me.
And that's actually the first test. If you don't know how to DM us through Instagram, then you probably won't fit well in our office, since, like, we're so, you know, social media is so pervasive in our office and our surgery and everything like that. So, yeah, if you don't know how to DM us on Instagram, then this might not be the right job for you.
But, God, so, all right.
Anyway, so sorry to get on that soapbox, but, yeah, y'all want to talk about some plastic surgery now?
I mean, I do. I actually wanted to talk about this.
Well, hold on. Here come the texts, by the way. Oh, they got nurses all over the Bay that are ready. Bring on the offer, Dr. Bay, says Margarita.
Like I said, DM us, you'll be able to take the online test. You'll see how much we're offering and all that good stuff.
Give us the Instagram again.
Oh, yeah. RealDrBae. Real Dr. Bay on Snapchat and Instagram. And check out our website, realdrbay.com. But you'll be able to find all you need. Like I said, if you DM us, you'll get the link to take the test and see the job description. You'll know. I mean, it's like good stuff involved. You're like, we got parking is covered. I mean, that's a big thing.
Wow. That is a big thing. $700 a month here in the city.
Yeah.
Free Botox. You might actually want to
apply. Free Botox. Free Botox. I do. Parking, free Botox. Two things I don't get here. Oh, my God. Absolutely. Hey, actually, I do have quite a few questions for you. Should we take a little short break and come back with those questions?
Sure, we can do that. And we also need to squeeze in, of course, Secret Sound at 920. We did not forget about you. We have $2,300 in the jackpot.
Do you have the sound up by any chance?
I can get it here in about 10 seconds.
Well, I was just wondering if Dr. Bay had heard it and if he has any idea what this might be.
Let's see. Hold on.
Because I saw the video y'all put on Instagram with the the guy who makes the secret sound and how he does it. Like, I don't know how anybody could ever imagine
Ryan,
what that sounds
Ryan.
Like.
That's St. John's
like
boyfriend.
The swirling iced coffee.
Yes. That was one of them for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
here's this sound, Dr. Bay. See, what do you think it is?
Okay,
wait,
it sounds
are we
that
ready
was
to
you.
Dump, though, if he gets it right?
No,
we just won't tell him if he's right or wrong.
I already know what that is. That's Dr. Bay at J Balvin past week.
Yeah, you were partying. What do you think that sound is?
That is a 1920s Model T Ford horn.
Oh, my God, yes. You found the secret sound.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll come right back. More with Dr. Bay and Secret Sound. We are playing at 9:20. Hang on.
Let's go.
The secret sound. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the secret sound?
I'm ready. I hope I have it.
All right. We do, too. We're trying to give you this $2,300. I'll play you the sound first, and it goes like this. And your clue this hour, Melissa, is one of the three little pigs can help.
Oh. Okay. So I'm going to guess that it's blowing air through a plastic recorder, you know, with the little holes where it looks like a flute a little bit.
Yeah. I used to be able to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on that thing.
That was a better guess than mine.
Blowing air through a plastic recorder is... Oh! It's incorrect, Melissa.
So sad.
Oh, man. Bummer.
But thank you for playing, and we'll do it again at 11:20 with Fernando, and that means we throw in another $100, so it's $2,400, okay?
All right, I'll try to call again.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
What's the most it's ever gotten up to?
$5,000.
Oh, that's the max?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Did you say that already? Is that part of the promo? Maybe you already said that.
No, we didn't say that to you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for listening, Dr. Payne.
Yeah.
No, we gave that away, about a week and a half ago or
something? Yes, uh-huh. It was pretty amazing. Hey, I wanted to get to this. Recently, actually last week, we reported this. Bella Hadid is said to be the most beautiful woman in the world by a cosmetic surgeon based on the rules of the golden ratios.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
What is that exactly?
So the golden ratio has been around forever as far as, like, you know, it defines beauty as far as, like, you know, flowers, plants, things that occur in nature, and now they apply it to beauty. And the idea with the golden ratio is that basically the height of your face compared to the width of your face, that if that ratio is close to 1.618, to one, kind of like pi is 3.14. This is actually phi, phi. So the idea is it's just the ratio between the length of your face, the different measurements, the from the top of your head to the chin, the side of your face, you know, your iris, your pupils to your nose, and things to your lips.
So what if I go in and say, I want you to make me perfectly ratio?
You know what? I think that's actually why this has gotten so big in cosmetic surgery lately, or in cosmetic medicine, is because it requires the patient to spend a lot of money to get to that golden ratio. Because think about it. If you're going in and getting just Botox to your crow's feet, that's not going to affect any dimensions in your face, you know? So to really kind of get all those dimensions really in facial harmony, you have to, you know, maybe give fuller cheekbones, or you have to do more to the chin. There's different things you do to get to that golden ratio. And I'm not saying that I'm using this as a marketing technique. I really don't actually use this terminology at all. But I think that is why it's gotten to be a bigger thing, is because it requires more of an investment from the patient for surgical and non-surgical purposes.
Or you can just be born Bella Hadid and be perfect that way.
Right. But you know, they left off Kelsey Kaplan Fashions. They left off my wife off that list. But that London plastic surgeon probably just didn't know her. But yeah, that's the idea with the golden ratio, is though it's just measuring the dimensions of your face, because to get closer to this, what's considered an aesthetically pleasing ratio.
Gotcha.
Hopefully that was a good explanation.
And I do have a question for you also about my friend and I were having wine last week, and she was talking about her hands and how she can tell she's aged. She looks at her hands. And yeah. I was like, you know what? That's what I notice on my mom. And I've started to notice that I'm getting my mom's hands. And lo and behold, the next day's Real Housewife of Dallas episode, a 50-year-old woman who was getting married, one of the housewives, got filler in her hands to, like, what? What does it do? To stop the wrinkles? Or
right. So the idea is you get a facelift and you maybe look young, but then your hands give it away. The hands give away your age. So what you do is you can use a Radiesse. It's actually an FDA-approved filler. It's a calcium-based filler. And you can inject that under the skin, and it actually stimulates collagen, and it helps cover up the veininess, and it covers up some of the tendons. But it's not like your hands are white. It's just a filler that you put in, helps stimulate collagen, and gives you some of that volume back to the top of your hands, so it makes them look young again. It really is actually cool. It's like FDA-approved for that and everything. But the product that's, again, there's lots of different fillers, but the one that's FDA-approved for it is Radiesse.
Oh, my God.
And it lasts up to about 18 months.
And you put it between the knuckles?
Yeah, yeah. I numb up the patient first. I numb up their just the skin, and then we go in with a cannula, so it's not like a sharp needle. So the idea is it's less likely to puncture a blood vessel, less likely to cause bruising. It really is. I just did it on somebody like about a week ago, and it
really
does look nice.
Fix everything.
Absolutely. We can certainly try.
Even chubby cheeks. You said you fixed that yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, if you go to our Instagram or Snapchat page today, it hadn't expired yet. You can watch us remove the fat from somebody's cheeks to make them have their chubby cheeks less chubby. Although her cheeks weren't that chubby. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but yeah, that was the. But anyway, yeah,
I'm
we can remove
shocked.
That fat.
You literally can fix chubby cheeks. You can fix your old hands.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
I just learned about a new technique this weekend, actually, where you can fix, you can at least improve cellulite dimples. Everybody's got cellulite on their buttocks or their thighs. And there's a treatment but I saw a treatment this weekend, Renuva. R-E-N-U-V-A. They don't pay me, at least not yet, but to talk about this, but you can actually release the fibers that cause cellulite dimples and inject that filler under the dimple. It helps, it kind of attracts fat, small deposits of fat to help lift up that dimple.
Pretty crazy. How do people go see you, Dr. Bae?
Oh, yeah, they can check us out on Instagram or Snapchat, Real Dr. Bae, R-E-A-L-D-R-B-A-E, or check out our website, realdrbae.com, and you can check pricing on our website as well.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Always a pleasure. Yeah, Benny's like segueing me out. What is the terminology? We start to turn up the music as I'm.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's where we applaud you off.
It's like the Oscars.
Thanks, Dr. Bae. Music change.
We're playing you out.
We love you, Dr. Bae.
That's what the terminology.
Thanks for coming by, Dr. Bae.
Thanks so very much. No, great being here.
Y'all are gonna give me a mental breakup.
It's been a day.
Every time I try to give up control of the show.
No, shut up. You are just as guilty. Oh,
okay. I realize I got to take it back.
We're having a family argument off the air right now, everybody. It's 99.7 now, Big Bay Mornings, and it sounds about right. Family, it's time for us to get out of here. We're getting a little delirious. We're getting a little upset at each other. It's all right. What?
Who fights dirtier, Italians? Or Germans. I guess I win that fight. Not a good history there. We better stop.
Whoa.
Anyway, you know what? I do want to talk about our...
Let's get serious.
Kara's Cupcake Auction that's happening on Friday. We're just a couple days away, and people are already trying to make bids to get Big Bay Mornings to come into your office with cupcakes and goodies. And no matter where you are in the Bay Area, we will deliver these. But what you got to do for us is you have to deliver some money for the Breast Cancer Emergency Fund. So Friday, the auction begins right when we kick off the show at 6 a.m. Last year, we raised about $10,000 in this.
It's amazing.
Breast Cancer Emergency Fund, such a great organization. What they do is they actually work right here in the Bay Area with people who are suffering from breast cancer. And what you may not think about is, oh, well, the treatment and all that. Yeah, that's all part of it. But you can't work while you're going through a lot of the treatments. Mm-hmm. You can't pay your bills if you don't have money. That's where they step in. So we would really appreciate your help. And, of course, you can help in the smaller way every single day by stopping by Kara's Cupcake location and buying the Big Bay Morning 99.7 Now Cupcake.
Yep. You can find a list of locations on our website, 99.7now.com. I will be swinging by the one in the marina on my way home. I think tomorrow I'll swing by and get a dozen cupcakes because, of course, I want to donate, but I mean, I also want to shove cupcakes in my mouth. They are so good.
You know what I've noticed about you? Mm. You're really on point during the week. I'm going to give you that. It's all yogurt and Kind bars. Mm-hmm. But come the weekend, you are...
All bets are off! I'm driving off the cliff, baby.
Yeah, when he told me that Sunday morning he ate 3 McDonald's sandwiches.
Yeah, what? I said that off the air. I don't eat fast food, but I woke up Sunday morning after a Saturday all day of drinking with you. I woke up on Sunday morning. I said, babe, I'm going to McDonald's, and I'm not even getting out of the car. I'm going to the drive-thru. I got 2 Egg McMuffins. Then I got the biscuit sandwich, and the wife killed a couple of those sausage burrito things they got.
Well, you know, my friend Kelly and her girlfriend Ashley, who were there, they one-upped you because she texted me yesterday, and she's like, oh, my God, after the beer festival, we got all this McDonald's food. ate it, and went to sleep. And I was like, where did you get McDonald's? They postmated it.
I always think about that. You got to be real lazy if you got a Postmates or Uber Eats fast food drive-thru.
I said, you are lazy.
They went up to me for sure.
All right, tomorrow we are back. And, of course, Wednesday means Ghostbusters. And, Benny, when's the last time you had a hickey?
August. Oh, I don't know, 10 years at least, more. I am against hickeys when you are a grown adult.
Probably not a good idea to have a hickey when you go on a date. That's in Ghostbusters every hour on the 40s tomorrow.
And, of course, we're bringing the bags full of money. Big Money Minute, we're doing it 3 times, 6-10, 7-10, and 8-10 for $1,000. And, of course, the secret sound. We will have that for you. Jackpots at $2,400. Fernando's got a shot for you at 11:20. Enjoy your Taco Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.